This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission scheduled for Thursday, March 23rd. Should you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Second item on our agenda this morning, Draft Advisory Opinion 2006-3 involving Whirlpool Corporation Political Action Committee. And for the Office of General Counsel, we have Mr. Albert Kiss. Mr. Kiss, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Whirlpool Corporation is the connected organization of Whirlpool Corporation Political Action Committee, and SSF. Whirlpool maintains a government relations website that's accessible by its current employees. Whirlpool proposes to add a link to its intranet government relations website to provide access to a new password-protected SSF website. By entering a common username and password at an authorization screen, members of Whirlpool's solicitable class that are employees would be granted access to the new SSF website. The SSF website will contain information about Whirlpool's PAC, including but not limited to a list of board members, goals, PAC contribution criteria, and a payroll deduction authorization form. Whirlpool asks whether its solicitable class employees may be granted access to this new password-protected website through one common username and password. The draft concludes that the use of one common username and password by solicitable class employees is permissible because access to the password-restricted website would be limited to persons who know that one common username or password, that is, the SSF's restricted class. We're available to respond to any questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Kiss. Discussion on the draft. Commissioner Weintraub.
I move approval, Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Weintraub has moved approval of agenda document number 06-18. Discussion on the commissioner's motion. Hearing none, I'll call the question. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Commissioner's motion passes by a vote of 6-0. Thank you, Mr. Kiss.